Welcome to the world of Mark's Money Mind, coming to you this week from the middle of the Bass Strait between Melbourne and Tasmania, Australia. I'm your host, Mark Troutman. This educational, personal finance show combines money lessons, timely topics, personal stories, and community wisdom to help listeners and viewers master their finances to enjoy a stress-free life of financial freedom. For this somewhat delayed post-Thanksgiving episode, I thought I would reflect a little bit on what I was thinking about over this past week. We went through some pretty rough seas on our way from Melbourne to Adelaide and Kangaroo Island, which made me think of the ups and downs people experience in their lives. We were in what the captain described as rough seas. They were 4 meters in height, which is about 12 feet. So the ship was moving around quite a bit. And I was just thinking about how many people have ups and downs in their lives. And being that it was Thanksgiving week, I was thinking about others and giving thanks for everything that has come my way and our way in my family. And I just wanted to think about other people during this time. Many of us in the financial independence community and most investors broadly have experienced some pretty good fortune over the past few years in our investment accounts. However, there are plenty of other people around the world who have not been as fortunate or lucky in their lives and situations. And I was just thinking about how I might be able to give back. We're approaching the end of the year, holiday season. That tends to be on people's minds, or it definitely comes to mind for me. And I was also just reflecting on the event I went to in Bali. I've mentioned this before. It's the Five Freedom Retreat. I went this year and I went last year. One of the presentations was from a Balinese lady named Ibu Sari. And she presented both this year and last year. She runs an organization called the PKP Community Center for Disadvantaged Women, Children, and Families. And she has told her story, and I will link to a video that talks a little bit more about her organization and what her past is. And she had a pretty difficult life, but has been able to turn things around, create this center, and help others. It was very moving the first time I heard about it last year, again this year. I had some time to talk to her individually and understand what they are doing. So I just want to give you a little insight into what that organization is. And it has inspired me to help contribute in any way I can to that community. So it's really interesting. Since 2013, the PKP Center has been a lifeline for women and children in Indonesia who have been impacted by domestic violence and financial hardships. Through its programs, they work tirelessly to promote gender equality and fight poverty and create opportunities for improving their lives, healing, growth, education, things of that nature. And they've provided a safe haven for over 1,000 women and 300 children, offering them a chance to rebuild their lives and have something really beneficial to look forward to in their lives. The center has also supported over 5,000 underprivileged families with nutritious food packages, easing their food concerns. But their journey is really just beginning at this point. They are looking to acquire some land for their center so they can build a permanent home for the center. Right now, they rent, and rent is a big cost for them. And if they can acquire some land and build their own buildings, that would free up a lot of resources for their programs. So they're actually in the midst of a fundraising campaign, and it's something that I know Amy has contributed proceeds from the Five Freedom Retreats, along with the Togetherness Project in Bali as well, another local organization. And many of us in the FI community that went to the event have been making some donations. And because they're under a time constraint this year, they have put a deposit on the land. But if they don't meet their funding goal, they will lose the deposit and lose the opportunity to purchase that land. So many of us are trying to get them across the finish line. And Amy actually has donated a ticket for next year's event, or if you can't use it next year, in the following 2 years, as a way to promote donations to this center and the purchase of the land that they're trying to achieve. And I will link to information about that in the show notes. But my point is not to come on here and talk about raising monies specifically for a certain group. That's just what I'm interested in, and many people that went to the retreat are interested in, and some people I know are interested in helping out. So I just wanted to mention that. But it really was something that I have found. I'm now traveling around the world a little bit, and every time I go to areas that are, let's say, not first world, it really opens my eyes to how fortunate we are growing up in countries like the United States or other first world countries. And I always get a chuckle when I think of Warren Buffett's quote of saying that he won the ovarian lottery by being born in the United States with so many opportunities. And I get a kick out of that quote. And it's so true. Many of us were born into countries that have a lot of advantages or families that have advantages. And when we remove ourselves from these little bubbles that we're in and experience the world more broadly, or at least for me, I find that it really opens my eyes to how many people in the rest of the world live and how lucky we are in those first world countries, and also encourages me to help in ways that I can. This past week was Thanksgiving. I was thinking about how I could do my own little part to help improve the lives of others. And those presentations by Ibu Sari about PKP just came to top of mind for me. And the fact that they've got this fundraising goal that they're trying to meet, it just all lined up for me to be able to give back. When many of us have gone to Bali, we joke that we become millionaires instantaneously or billionaires instantaneously because the exchange rate is 15,000 IDR to one US dollar. US dollars, euros, Australian dollars, British pounds, what have you. Strong currencies go a long way in that country. And then it also helps me realize that by donating to organizations in these non-first world countries, that our contribution dollars can make a much bigger impact. And the other thing I really enjoy doing is donating to organizations that might be in my local community, which I do back in Crested Butte, for example, or organizations such as PKP or other organizations like that, where I can see how the donated dollars are being used and how well they can achieve their goals because they go a lot further, for instance, in countries where our currencies are much stronger. It really gives me a lot of satisfaction that I'm making an impact in some way. And it was funny because we just had this excursion on this island called Phillip Island. We went to this park. It was at dusk, and we went to watch a penguin parade. These are tiny little penguins. They're about 13 inches tall. They look like a large water bottle. They kind of waddle on their little feet. They've been out in the ocean for as many as 3 days, filling their bellies up with fish. And they gather offshore in the evening to come on land. And the reason they do that is because they have natural predators. And they're little tiny things, so they would be easy to pick off for any kind of animal that wanted to eat them, for example. So they have found that if they work in large groups, that there's less of a risk for them against their predators. So what they do is they gather offshore and You're sitting there watching them, waiting for them to come on shore. And occasionally you'll see a few of them come on, and then they kind of look around and they realize no one else is coming with them. So they go back into the water, and eventually they get into a large enough group that they're confident to come on land together as a group and work together. So I just think it's kind of funny. It was quite interesting to watch and relate it to what I was thinking about when it comes to making contributions, that any one person, unless you're, of course, extremely wealthy and you make very large donations, it takes a large group of people to make a big dent in a organization, for example, that's looking to raise money for a specific event or item or purpose, or is just constantly in need of funds to meet their objectives. And I find that if we all just work together, even if we're little tiny penguins or little tiny contributors, that we can make a big difference if we work together. And the little penguins all working together, all coming on shore, and being successful in their colony, working as a group, I find that the same can be true in the world of contributions and donations. So it was just kind of a funny little fact that I was thinking about the penguins and how small donations can have a big impact if there are many of them, for example, just like there are many penguins. So actually, I think the night before we went there, they said there were about 1,300 penguins that came on shore. The night that we were there, there was almost, I believe, 900 of them. So a lot of little penguins. So it was kind of funny to watch them. As I've said before, this podcast is just about what's on my mind currently and usually has a money mindset element to it. And this week, I've just been giving a lot of thought about giving thanks and giving back in a way that's meaningful to me and others. So I just thought I would relay some of my experiences on the crazy open ocean and the little penguin experience we had. My thoughts around trying to make a difference in a small way that I can with donating, and how I think about donations and how I think about giving back. And I also want to give you a little update on my housing situation. I was able to close on the house in Longmont, so I am now a homeowner in Longmont. And I just want to give some thanks out there to my daughter, Katie, who helped out so much with that. And also Mindy Jensen, who is my realtor and is a friend. And also Carl, her husband, Carl Jensen, who's been doing all kinds of things around the house while I'm not there. And I'm super appreciative of that. So thank you all for that. And I am so looking forward to getting back and establishing myself in that community in Longmont, which is so great. So there's a bunch of us on this cruise together. The Slackers, we're all here. We're having a good time. We have two more people joining us in a few days in Sydney. And we will be continuing on to New Zealand together. And we've also got the FinTalks cruise coming up. That is Amberly Grant's event, which is a cruise in the Caribbean in February. I think we have, I know it's over 100 people at this time. So it's just really neat to see people coming together and doing things together. And like I said, I was just thinking over Thanksgiving about how I could give back after being pretty fortunate in my life and how I can help others. I would suggest maybe you consider reflecting on how you might be able to make a difference in someone's life this year if you are able to. A little effort by each of us individually can go a long way, and whatever group that you find is beneficial to support, I encourage you to consider doing that. We are coming to the end of the year. There are certain ways that you can do that. And we've talked about donor advised funds on this podcast before. Some people have asked, could you use a donor advised fund to give to PKP? Unfortunately, no, because they are not a 501c3 in the United States. So that doesn't apply there. I will link to some information about PKP and also the Five Freedom Retreats that Amy puts on, which is a great event. And she is also giving away a ticket to next year's event, as I mentioned. So I know this podcast came out a little later than usual, a little delayed. It wasn't because of technology. Technology has actually been working pretty well. We've just been having a really good time here, and I have found that I feel that it's important to be able to enjoy my surroundings while I am in these great locations with great people. And I have not been publishing on a regular schedule, and that may continue for a little while as this trip continues. I will look to publish more, certainly, going forward, but it may not be on a regular timetable. So until next time, I hope you are enjoying yourselves. You had a great Thanksgiving week and have a super holiday season coming up. I will talk to you sometime in the near future. Thank you for listening to this week's show. Please click follow on your favorite podcast player or subscribe on YouTube to ensure you don't miss any future episodes. Also, please leave a rating and review for the show. This helps improve the ranking and enables other like-minded people find the content in their podcast players. If you would like me to answer a question on the show, please send it to mark@marksmoneymind.com and put podcast question in the subject line. Let me know your first name, or let me know if you would like to remain anonymous, and also your state of residence if you choose. I would also appreciate it if you would recommend this show to friends and family that might benefit from this content. See you next time on the Mark's Money Mind Show. Until then, make some, save and invest, live on the rest. And now for the all-important disclaimer. This show is for education and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered investment, tax, or legal advice. Please consult the appropriate advisor or advisors before implementing anything you hear on this show or any other show for that matter. While I fully intend for everything on this show to be true and accurate at the time of each recording, occasionally errors may occur. So please do your own due diligence on anything discussed.